Humanity Chats, a conversation about everyday issues that impact humans. Join us. Together, we can go far.
Today, we chat with Archie Ander. Archie graduated from Florida State University with a Bachelor of Science degree in economics and a minor in urban and regional planning. After thriving with a Fortune 100 company, he decided to take a leap of faith and establish his own financial planning practice. He has a national client base. He has a national client base and has seen his team grow to a team of four that specializes in goal-based financial planning with concentrations in wealth accumulation, risk management, and retirement income distribution. His parents, Eddie and Abba, were immigrants from Ghana and raised Archie to be compassionate, dependable, and keep a strong work ethic. I can't wait to hear from this amazing young man and dad. Father's Day is around the corner. We get to hear from somebody who is a new parent, his experience, his work-life balance. This is Humanity Chats. I am your hostess with the mostest, and let's get started. Archie, I was enjoying the music. Welcome to Humanity Chats.
Do actually, yeah. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
It is good to see you, Dad.
It's still surreal to hear. It's my favorite title. Well, Dad, Father, Dad, and Husband.
Well, that's good to hear, Archie. So we told our listeners a little bit about you before we brought you in. But whenever we start Humanity Chats, we like to learn a little bit more with a fun fact from our guests. So would you mind sharing a fun fact with us?
A fun fact. So I'd say very basically that I'm a big nerd, specifically in architecture. So if I was not doing what I'm doing right now with my business, I probably would be an architect. And this is something that I have had a love for since I was 7 years old. I would create floor plans and design houses. And so my ambition still is to be able to design the floor plan for my family's dream home that we build one day.
That's amazing. I can't wait to see that home. And who knows, you maybe still be able to live your dream by even designing other homes. You're young, you're energetic, fingers and toes crossed. Just keep pushing for your dreams, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, that's good learning that fact about you. Viewers, listeners, Archie is a young parent. And he's had some good times with his son. Archie, do you mind sharing your personal journey to fatherhood with us?
Yeah, of course. So my journey to fatherhood to me is a funny one, because anyone who knows me knows how much of a planner I am. I like to plan everything out. I planned what I studied in college. I planned that I'd finish early. I planned when I would get engaged. I planned when we got married. I planned when we bought our first home. I planned everything out. And so we had a plan for when, you know, we'd become parents. And, you know, God is really funny and he'll have his own plans. And so we, in December this past year, we welcomed our first child, my wife and I, James, in December. And he was a surprise. But it's been the best surprise in the world.
Now, how does that feel to call yourself daddy and to have your baby in your arms?
it's still surreal. It's still surreal. It feels like, time is moving so fast. Something that I always heard from people, that were older than me, because it was a surprise, I just leaned on the advice of so many people. And the piece of advice that was constant was that, the days are long, but the years are short. And there definitely will have some long days, but it feels like just, it's insane. He just turned 6 months a few days ago. So it's crazy that, 6 months has already passed by.
Yeah. It is crazy. Now, how's your work-life balance with everything that you do, wealth management, chores with your wife? How do you do that?
Yeah. Again, and so I think one thing that is really, really phenomenal for, me, my wife, Sarah, and James, is that we have an incredible family and we have an incredible community of friends. And so the work-life balance, that's something that is always kind of tweaking and shifting. And I actually just reworked my calendar like a couple weeks ago just to fit it. A mentor of mine told me that it's a fallacy to think that we can actually manage our time. The only thing we can actually manage is our priorities. And so for me, I like to do time audits of my calendar and of how I spend my days to make sure that my time spent in my calendar reflect my priorities. So I even will have on my calendar, play with James. I'll have, one-on-one talks with Sarah, my wife, and we'll have cuddle time, right? These are all things that I actually have on my calendar. I think the biggest piece there too is to have grace, and to have open dialogue and communication with your spouse to know, hey, if I'm falling short in one area, let me know. So I know that I can work better to be better in that space.
Wow. You're a good planner then to actually make room for everybody to make. How did you learn those planning skills? How were you raised and how has that impacted your parenting and even family style?
So the funny thing is, me and my parents, we immigrated to the States in 2001. I joke that I was raised with all the traditional immigrant child expectations. So high performance and stuff. But what I loved that my parents did was they let me try different things. So this was things like karate, things like soccer, things like basketball, football, wrestling, theater, choir and chorus. So I did all those things and I failed at some and I did great at others, but they allowed me to fail. And so I think in some of those failures, I learned, hey, I'm great in some spaces here. I'm great in interacting with people. I need to be really, really better. I have to be intentional about planning. And so I was able to actually pick up some of those tools and techniques along the way to now where like it's almost like second nature where like I have to plan, right? I have to have things in place. But what fatherhood has taught me is that you can't plan everything, And so sometimes you just have to, give yourself grace and kind of go with the flow.
So what are some of the things that you failed at? Cause you tried a ton.
So I remember, I read a story about, Michael Jordan and how, when he tried out for his basketball team, he didn't make the team. And so, this was probably when I was in seventh grade, I just started getting into basketball. And so I thought I was good. And so I tried out for my own team and I did not make it at all. And so that sucked in the moment. But I think having that Michael Jordan story, I thought, okay, I could eventually get to that. I also thought I could be a lot taller than I am now, but who knows, maybe if I was 6'6", I could be in the NBA, but, that was one, again, I did all these things. It was like different years. So my parents, one thing they did was if I started an activity at the beginning of a school year, I had to stick with it, even if I, didn't enjoy it as much. So I kind of learned some toughness of kind of, sticking through stuff. Wrestling too, I failed at that. That was a tough one. I remember my very first match that I had. I was trained, I was excited, and the person I went up against, so I was I was 12 years old and that person was like 16 because it's like weight classes. And so he kicked my butt. And that was a good lesson in preparation. Again, I think the really cool thing about my parents is that they always kept encouraging me and they always pushed me to keep trying new things.
What are some of the fond memories that you have of your dad when you were growing up?
So I think the thing I love about my childhood and you know, with both my parents, especially my dad, is that we laugh all the time. You know, we're always laughing. We're able to crack jokes and have fun. And I think probably it'd be hard to isolate one joke, you know, from my whole childhood. But I think for me, I just always remember the Saturday mornings where we'd get up early and watch English Premier League soccer. We both support Arsenal, so we've had some painful years, and this past year was pretty painful. But yeah, those memories of just waking up in the morning, making breakfast and watching Arsenal Football Club.
That's great. I guess, bonding moments, right? Bonding moments. I'm so thrilled for you that you had that foundation. Now we know that sometimes there are kids that may not have a father present in the home. Did you have other fathers from your community who impacted your life?
Ooh, that's a great question. Yeah, so the really cool thing is we grew up in a very diverse area. So I had friends who were Brazilian. I had friends who were, you know, American, you know, white American. I had friends who were Mexican and Asian. And so in doing all these different activities, I'd come across, you know, some different types of people and cultures. And I'd say growing up, I experienced, you know, fatherhood. But I'd say as an adult, too, it's been cool to have different fathers in my life, whether it's my father-in-law, whether it is business partners I have who are fathers and leaning on them, clients. You know, when I, again, I think I was saying this before, but when I found out we were expecting, that was the number one question I asked the fathers I was meeting with, you know, in different client meetings is like, what can I do to prepare? Because I'm just planner. And so I got so much great advice. There are so many people, it'd be hard to name everybody, to give everyone, their due.
So what I'm getting from you is that the community can also be father figures to you and you can get advice from them and support from them along the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that never stops as well.
Well, Archie, as you look at James, and you look at all the bonding moments and the times that you and Sarah get to share with him or the time that he gets to spend with either set of his grandparents. What are some of your aspirations as to how you are going to raise your son?
That's a really good question. I'd say for James, I want him to... That's a good question. I really would want him to be in a headspace of being able to laugh and being able to smile and being able to communicate and have conversations. And really I'd say, have the, I'd say the boldness to try new things, right. To see what stuff he likes, to see what things he doesn't like. And then really, and I'd say to add on to that, to have perseverance and to not give up and to really try your hardest, and to fail. That's the biggest thing. I read an article from the founder of Spanx, which is, you know, she's a billionaire now. And one thing that she credits to her success was every day she at family dinner, her father would ask her and her brother what they failed at. And they had to have an answer. They had to have failed at something that day for him to be satisfied with the answer. So I'd want him to be comfortable with trying new things, with failing and learning from those failures and picking yourself back up and keep persevering.
keep persevering. That's a favorite of mine, because we all know that life can throw some curveballs at you. So as much as possible, you want to make sure that your James is prepared for those different things that he may not be expecting in life, but you cannot prepare him for everything. So in times where he's going through hardships or those failures, what would you encourage him to do? Have you thought about that? Does the training that you had with your dad have anything to do with how you're going to act?
Yeah, I think it starts with vulnerability and being vulnerable with him and on things I failed at. You know, my dad was vulnerable with his failures with me. And that, I think that humanity let me know, because I think as a kid, you look up to your father. And I think knowing like, hey, everybody isn't perfect. We make mistakes. We try things. They don't work out. That gave me a ton of confidence to go out and try new things. And I'd want that same thing for James.
Okay. Now I hear you on vulnerability. Listeners, viewers, Archie says it's okay to be yourself and to accept when you fail. Life doesn't always have to be perfect. Now, before we wrap up, if you had five things, I know you're a young dad, but you know, there are so many young dads out there and they need encouragement from each other. So if you had five nuggets to share with other dads out there, what would you tell them, Archie?
Yeah, I would say, you know, just as an allusion to what I said before, we cannot manage time. We can only manage priorities. So it's really, really important as a father to be clear on what your priorities are, and then to make sure that those priorities that you have are reflected in how you spend your time and what your actual day and week looks like. So the management of priorities is big. Two, lean on your community, right? Whether it's from friends, family, people you work with. The really cool thing about a baby is everyone wants to help. Everyone wants to hold the baby. And so I think when it's your first, you really want to hold and do everything. But the best thing you could do sometimes is to get rest. And Sarah and I are so fortunate that we actually have one day a week where we have a date night, where friends come over, they watch the baby, they put him to bed, they feed him, and we're able to go out and have a date night. And I think with that too, it's important to not stop dating your partner, right? To always show interest and be curious in them. Number three, I'd say, would be to live in grace and live in gratitude. In fatherhood, again, I've just dipped my toes in fatherhood because my son is 6 months old, but there are definitely some good days, and there are some days that are more interesting than the others. Something I learned from a father, actually my friend's father, he told me that he doesn't like to call things difficult. He says they're interesting. So that framing of things is big, but it's important, you know, in those tough days to still have gratitude and still give yourself grace, right? Everything won't be perfect. Everything can't be planned out. So to live in grace, live in gratitude is important. And then four, I'd say is laugh, right? It's important to laugh and smile and be in the moment and be present as much as possible. And the last thing I'd say, and this is relevant to what I do, is to plan, right? To have your financial house in order, right? Make sure that you can do some type of savings for your child, right? Make sure that you have a will in place. That is so important. So important to have a will to create that estate plan, right? Have proper insurances in place, right? And be clear on what goals you want to have for your child, whether it's education wise, whether it's saving for their first car, whether it's planning for their wedding, right? Know what those things you want to, you know, plan for are, and then start, you know, today on putting something away to prepare for that.
Putting something away, that's so important, you know, because one day that child may want to go to college or trade school, and you want to be able to support that child. Grace and gratitude. You are so wise, Archie. Thank you for sharing these nuggets with our guest. And, you know, your last point, the fifth point, talking about estate planning and savings, looks like we're going to have you come back to have a financial conversation so that our guests can learn more. So viewers, listeners, stay tuned. Archie will be coming back. We'll have a financial session when the timing is right for him. Now, this final part, you were not expecting this question, but if you had to have a message for 21-year-old James, just imagine James, 21 years old, and you have a message for him. What would you tell him?
That's a really good question. I would tell him to lean on his community. I think so often when we're younger, we want to do everything ourselves. But one of the best things that we can do for ourselves is to admit when we need help, and to admit when we want to lean on the support of others. So I would tell him to always know that you can lean on me as your dad, to be there for you whenever you need anything.
While leaning on his community and leaning on his dad, that is, that's the saying that you can't go it alone, that together you're stronger, together you can go far. People have different skill sets, and so leaning on others will help with your shortcomings. So thank you. Thank you so much for this. U.S. listeners.
I have one question for you. What's one fact about you?
Can you repeat the question?
What's one fun fact about you?
A fun fact about me is that I love to sing, but most of the time I don't know the words to the songs. So I make it up.
Same way.
I make it up. Yeah. And it sounds really legit. Although I'm making it up, like I sing with so much confidence and it's the wrong words.
I love that.
Yes. Thanks for asking that question. I've never had a guest ask me that, but that took me a minute. I'm like, yeah, I'm that girl. But
that's a great point. That's one other thing I say to James is ask questions, ask a lot of questions.
Yes. Ask and you shall receive, right? Because if you don't ask, you don't know. And you may make assumptions. So thank you. This has been a brilliant conversation. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Happy Father's Day to you, Archie. This is your first one. And so I hope you get a lot of love. We don't love on our dads enough. We should remember to do that. There was a time when I was growing up, collect calls were something that people did. Mm-hmm. And they said that Father's Day was the day for the most collect calls because people would call their dad back then and it would be a collect call, which is the dad would have to pay for the phone call that child was making. Now things have evolved. We have all these cell phones and all these calling plans. And so things are different, but dads don't get as much love as they deserve. And I hope that for our viewers and listeners, show that dad in your life some love, whether the dad is a brother, husband, dad, uncle, even a mentor, a teacher, show them some love. Let's make our father figures strong and build strong communities. This has been Humanity Chats. Our guest has been Archie Anda, who is coming to us from Florida. Archie will be back to talk about wealth management at a later date. So stay tuned. We appreciate you all for tuning in. And if you're not subscribing, this is your time to subscribe and leave that review. This has been Humanity Chats.
Thank you for listening. share with a friend. We are humans from all around the world, one kind only, and that is humankind. Your friend, Margie Marge.